it's Flo, and this is my impression of a coach giving the ultimate pep talk. Listen, the proper technique is going to progressive.com so you can see Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates, even if we're not the lowest, like we practiced. And remember, no matter what happens, the important thing is to try and save some money out there.
Thanks, coach.
Man, I love this job.
Compare rates and save at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now. 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
CBS Thursday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary. CBS Thursday. Or stream it live or on demand.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The NBA trade deadline has officially expired. Kirk Heinrich is the only member of the Bulls departing. Heinrich traded to Atlanta for a second-round pick and for Justin Holiday. Turns out that's actually a three-team deal with the Jazz. Paul Gasol's comments this morning that it was improbable that he'd be traded proved to be correct. Bulls GM Gar Forman told Casey Johnson that the front office sees Pau as part of the team's core and plans to try to re-sign him over the summer. Elsewhere, Channing Frye goes to Cleveland. Anderson Varejao to Portland, along with a 2018 first-round pick. Jared Cunningham and a second-round pick go to Orlando. Meanwhile, the Jazz get Shelvin Mack from Atlanta for a second-round pick. Phoenix trades Markieff Morris to the Wizards. Houston sends Donatus Moniunis and Marcus Thornton to Detroit in exchange for a protected 2016 first-round pick and Joel Anthony. The Clippers ship Lance Stephenson to Memphis for Jeff Green. Bulls are back in action tonight in Cleveland. Coach Fred Hoiberg says this morning that upcoming back-to-back games against Cleveland and Toronto are tough on his injury-riddled team.
We're getting ready for, obviously a very difficult back-to-back at Cleveland and Toronto at home. So that's what we've been locked up in the office and getting ready and putting game plans together.
Bulls and Cavs tip tonight at 7. The Blackhawks were at the White House today to celebrate their most recent Stanley Cup win with President Obama. They'll return to action on Sunday in Minnesota for their Stadium Series matchup at TCF Bank Stadium. And Bonnie Ford of Outside the Lines is reporting that Rio has given up on cleaning up the water, in which several events will take place in the upcoming Summer Olympics. A Rio 2016 spokesman told Outside the Lines, quote, "It's not going to happen because there was not enough commitment, funds, and energy." The scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's Auto Show sales event going on now. And if it's in your nature to cast off the everyday and seek adventure, the Discovery Sport was built to help your search. Visit LandRoverIllinois.com for special offers during the Own the Adventure sales event, Land Rover Above and Beyond. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour of Boers and Bernstein is brought to you by Webb Chevrolet Oak Lawn. Visit WebbChevroletOakLawn.com today.
Boers and Bernstein.
Maticola.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All right, so before the break, you want to do that there? I'm sorry, pal.
Yeah, I just want to mention, if you want to find us at the auto show, you just look for Hyundai. Hyundai is ranked number one in customer loyalty, and only Hyundai has America's best warranty.
So before the break, we talked about a story I want to mention from Christine Brennan in the Tennessean about Peyton Manning, and kind of tie it into another superstar who kind of had a falling from grace and really... just a public humiliation for actions. And I want to read, first of all, what she said about Peyton Manning and then tie that into this other superstar, which I think you know. "This cannot be the send-off Peyton Manning imagined. A social media firestorm about a 20-year-old college training room incident viewed not in historical perspective but through the prism of the post-Ray Rice NFL. A league investigation into allegations that he received human growth hormone, a substance banned by the NFL. Conversations not about legacy, sportsmanship, and class, but about mooning, court documents, and settlements. Manning hasn't said a word publicly since allegations of his so-called mooting incident at the University of Tennessee resurfaced in the New York Daily News over the weekend, and an email to his spokesman, Ari Fleischer, went unanswered Wednesday. But there can be little doubt that if his stellar 18-year NFL career is indeed over, he leaves with an image that is more tarnished now than it ever was as a player. It's always been easy to envision the second act of Manning's life. He set himself up to be a big part of our lives for the rest of his life. He'll sell his products. He'll motivate audiences with inspirational stories. He'll be his untouchable, sterling self, the famous middle brother of the first family of football. Or will he?" And I thought of the probably biggest athlete superstar on the planet at the time that he fell from grace in Tiger Woods.
Okay, I thought you were going to make a Lance Armstrong comparison based on the family's behavior of how far they would go to ruin somebody's life in response.
You could absolutely tie that in there. That's another great comparison. But looking at the images that were set up, because there were things about Lance Armstrong throughout his cycling career, and just given the sport, there were questions automatically raised about Lance Armstrong being as successful as he was. You look at Tiger Woods, set himself up this public image, mm-hmm. this personal public image that Peyton Manning has done similarly, that he's a good father, he's a good guy, he's the kind of guy you want to be around. He was an endorsement, just a dream, being able to sell anything. And the image that's portrayed and given and shown off wasn't true who he was. Now, it's interesting, and why I found it so interesting, too, because the Monday after the Super Bowl, when you and Terry were off, Mark Grody and I, we did the show together, and we were talking about Peyton Manning, and he asked, he goes, do we really know who Peyton Manning is?
Nope.
And I said, I think we do. We get an idea of who the guy is, but we never really, and Mark was right on it, and I'd never heard it asked before about Peyton Manning, but we just don't know who he is. And you tied it in perfectly, knowing that what they're willing to do to cover up and to maintain this sterling image. I love that word she used, the sterling image.
That was
about
the worst part of the story was the aftermath. Because what should have happened was he should have realized, oh, that's really just nasty what I did. And if she demanded an apology, whatever needed to be done, you handle it. But to have a complete just unwillingness to even acknowledge any
wrongdoing
possible, to have to create, to concoct the whole mooning story. He had teammates. Did you notice this too? And I think it's very different now, that under Phil Fulmer at the time,
I like the fact that there were several teammates that spoke against Manning's version of events. Think about that.
Right.
Several said, no, wait, that's not what happened. He shoved his ass in her face.
If you don't know the exact story, he's in the locker room, and he's getting looked over by a female trainer, and she's checking out his foot, whatever issue he has with his foot. And he claims that he just pulled his pants down to moon.
That he happened to be mooning a teammate that was walking by.
Yeah, a cross-country athlete that was walking by, and he mooned him. When in actuality, what happened, he pulled his pants down and basically sat down on her face.
Correct.
With his butt.
And not just like for a fleeting moment either, as has been described and claimed in court documents.
And then in his book, his father, Archie Manning, claimed, oh, it was just a harmless locker room prank, a hoax that shouldn't have been made that big of a deal about, even though she left the university in a settlement of $300,000 because of the incident.
The fundamental difference for me between his apparent fall from grace or however far he has fallen from wherever he was and may continue to, is the critical difference between potentially criminal and or abusive behavior and non-abusive behavior. Anything Tiger Woods was doing, it was kind of gross. I mean, it was tawdry and some of the stories
really
about
raunchy and disgusting.
The hair pulling, and then what's her name, Rachel Yucatel, right, telling all the stories out of New York, and every next bimbo eruption, the Perkins waitress and all this stuff. It was kind of nasty, but he didn't wrong anyone other than the lying to his own wife, which is not criminal. This is borderline sexual assault. Not that any judge would ever have made sure it got that far. Not that it would have gotten I don't think he ever, even if it got to court, he probably wouldn't have gotten charged, but there would have been consequences for that kind of misstep, where Tiger was, these are willing participants. These women were part of it too. And it was icky. It flew in the face of everything he set up. But to me, it's very difficult to make a comparison when you talk about the actual transgression.
Okay, but here's the comparison I make to, and I think this is what's most interesting about it. You have the criminal activity involved in the incidences with Peyton Manning, the personal transgressions and just disgusting behavior for Tiger Woods, in the thrown in the face of the image he set up for you. The criticism in the court of public opinion and within the fan bases of sports, Peyton Manning will never suffer the same way that Tiger Woods suffered. And I'm not trying to stick up for him and say he shouldn't have in any regard, but Peyton Manning will never face the severe criticism and hatred and really the fan fallout that Tiger Woods faced.
Team, 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 tribe, tribe, tribe. All of the orange avatars that flood my timeline with all the University of Tennessee self-descriptions in the Twitter bios. All
is that
of
what
them,
it is?
Volunteer for life.
Now, Colts fans, Broncos fans.
He is a part of something. He has gotten those people something. Tiger was never playing for anyone.
He was an individual
anyone.
Guy.
Tiger wasn't
for himself.
He wasn't a representative. He wasn't getting something. Wasn't the primary driver of victory for a constituency. And even part of the Stanford golf team, you know, it's not like you've got Stanford golf freaks out there, right? So you have a guy who is independent. He had his fans, and will always have his fans,
right,
for a lot of reasons, some sociopolitical reasons too. But when you were a guy for a team, people aren't going you're always going to be materially good.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And I also think too, it's even made worse by the fact that he was a football player and the football meatballness that goes with it.
Yep.
Whereas, you know, you could easily just blow past and say, oh, come on, he mooned a guy, and just totally disregard the actual truth of what happened, because football fans tend to be stupid, whereas, you know,
they banked on that.
Right.
And they absolutely did.
That was
part of their strategy.
And the huge difference with Tiger Woods fans, who you're not going to find a bigger Tiger Woods fan than myself, I'm never going to go through to defend what Tiger Woods did. And if you did that, you'd be just complete stupid, lost human being. Whereas the dumb football fans will say, oh, it was a dumb locker room prank. It was a hoax. Come on, get over it, lady. You shouldn't be in there anyway. That kind of stuff. And the HGH, you know, come on. There's, you know, everyone uses HGH in football, even though it was banned at the time by the face of the NFL.
So I think Christine Brennan asks a good open-ended question here. What now? What happens? What happens? Is he going to be, is he take the job with NFL Network? Is he going to be on our TVs every Sunday talking about football? Is he going to keep hosting Saturday Night Live? I mean, the guy's, he's good on the air. He's funny.
No, he's great. And I think he continues on. I don't see any of this hurting Peyton Manning in any way.
I think it already has. I don't know that he's going to lose Papa John's or that he's going to lose nationwide, but these are different times.
But how does it hurt him, though? If he's not going to lose any endorsements, he's not going to suffer financially. I don't believe. Maybe I'm completely wrong. His next chapter of life,
okay,
and his football career is over. I don't believe that door's closed to him.
Sporting News, Michael McCarthy.
Okay.
He said, here's some good news for Peyton Manning. The NFL Network is interested in hiring the two-time Super Bowl winner if he goes into TV. Manning's once sterling reputation has taken a beating this week as the media re-examined a 20-year-old training room incident at the University of Tennessee between the then 19-year-old quarterback and athletic trainer Jamie Nawright. Her lawyers portrayed it as a sexual assault. His lawyers downplayed it as a mooning prank gone wrong. Either way, it has led to a decade's worth of complaints, lawsuits, and countersuits. Coming on top of Al Jazeera America's controversial report linking his wife Ashley Manning to HGH, Manning's reputation and business future are now in question. If the 39-year-old retires from the NFL, then the $12 billion league's own 24/7 channel wants to talk deal. NFL Network is always interested in former players who are looking to enter the media business when they step away from the game. Should that be the decision Peyton makes this offseason, I'm sure we'll reach out to him, said spokesman Alex Reithmiller in a statement to Sporting News. If the network did sign the five-time league MVP, Manning would be the biggest hire in the network's 12-year history. What about Manning's other prospective employers at NFL broadcast partners? Before the Tennessee story caught fire again, they probably would have been singing his praises as a possible analyst. Now they've largely gone silent. Fox Sports declined to comment on Manning. A spokesman for NBC Sports did not respond to a request for comment. Even ESPN, which hires many ex-players and coaches, declined to comment while Manning is still an active player. Other famous NFL names, such as Joe Montana and Bill Walsh, have flopped on TV. Would Manning make it? My guess is yes. There's a reason why he's the top endorser in the NFL. He's charming, funny, at ease in front of the camera. And he says that he mentions what I mentioned before about Neeta Chaudhary and the women's group Ultraviolet, uh-huh, and what they're calling for. He says, typically, when an athlete gets hammered by negative headlines, corporate sponsors go to ground. They quietly gather their marketing PR teams in boardrooms and try to figure out their next move. So it's not surprising that Manning's sponsors, like the TV networks, have been mostly silent this week. Gatorade issued a statement to Sporting News saying, "We are aware of the situation and allegations involving Peyton Manning. We will wait for more information and do not have any further comments at this time." Papa John's and DirecTV did not respond to requests seeking comment. So the bad news for Manning, sponsors are much quicker to pull the trigger on endorsers who embarrass their brands.
Okay, and that's great. That's very intelligent, very well-written, well-thought-out. But here's what I keep coming back to in my own simple mind, is that it's football. It's the NFL.
Right.
And I think there'd be a fascinating study could be done by someone much smarter than myself. After Ray Rice and his video was released of knocking his fiancée unconscious in the elevator, women were wearing his Baltimore Ravens football jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I think sponsors quiet down because with Peyton Manning, it's still an active live story. Once he retires and the story slowly fades away from the news feed, they're just waiting for that to happen. They're banking on that to happen because they don't want to lose this guy because he will generate revenue for them, and it's football.
All right, let me
football
ask you this.
People are insane and stupid, and women still support NFL players who beat their wives.
Are you ever going to think of him exactly the same way again?
I will not.
Even in time. I won't either.
I will not, but if Peyton Manning were to come up on television on NFL Network, I'm not turning the network off because of him.
Okay. I think that's fair. And I think that they will decide if he has value over replacement broadcasting.
No, that's
high enough.
Gosh, such a nerd.
To merit that. Well, it's a way to put it.
That's a good way to put it.
That if it's so important to have him that he would move the meters enough that they would do that, then that's part of their calculation.
And I think a lot of those places go quiet. You know, Gatorade, the only one to make a comment. And, you know, a great comment as well. Just we'll wait and see what happens. I think that's probably the appropriate thing to do. And I think a lot of them are being quiet because they're banking on the fact that he'll survive this and be okay.
He's Matt Abaticola in for Terry Bores. I'm Dan Bernstein. You're listening to WSCR The Score.
The Spiegel and Golf Show.
They don't have anybody. They don't have anybody. Remember, they used to have four legit bigs. Now two of them are hurt.
I need more
and
bear
one of them
still.
Is aged. I mean, you're going to see those guys.
I need more bear stuff. I need more cowbell and more bear stuff.
The Spiegel and Golf Show. Weekdays 9 to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Great news for anybody who hates the idea of a Mayweather-Pacquiao rematch. Manny's already got a fight. He's fighting the entire internet, and he's getting his brains beaten in. Manny weighed in on homosexuality, and I quote, "It's common sense. When you see any animals where male is to male and female is to female, the animals are better. They know how to distinguish male from female. If we approve on male on male, female on female, then man is worse than animals." End of quote. Are you kidding me? In effect, what he's saying is that a gay man is worse than a pig or a snake. Nike says, you're fired. And rightfully so. A pathetic quote and an even worse attempt at cleaning it up. Beat it, Manny. Nobody wants to see you fight, and even fewer people want to hear you speak. Hit the bricks. I'm Jim Rome.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Who get it done?
Craving more excitement in your life? Make a date with Sullivan's Steakhouse, home of the sure thing. Their mouth-watering $42 three-course menu. Choose an alluring appetizer like their cheese steak egg rolls or crispy Shanghai calamari, an incredible entree like their thick, juicy filet or succulent Bay of Fundy salmon, all for only $42. Your decadent deal awaits at Sullivan's Steakhouse, River North, downtown Naperville.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Instructions and details.
Hey, do you travel a lot for work? What would you do for peace of mind knowing that your family is safe while you're away? Hi, friends. It's Matt Abaticola, and it's time for you to get that peace of mind with Xfinity Home. With 24/7 professional monitoring and real-time text and email alerts when doors and windows are open, you can even arm and disarm your system remotely and use video monitoring in or outside your home. Maybe your kids, they get home after school to an empty house. Well, with Xfinity Home, you can be there and know that they're safe with live professional 24/7 monitoring. So here's what you do. Call 1-800 today and see how you can get 5 free sensors when you bundle with Xfinity Home. You get started with the X1 Triple Play. You'll get TV, which is incredible entertainment. You guys know I love my X1 system. Internet, which is the most fast and most reliable system in America, and the home services for $99.99 a month, and you lock in that rate for 2 full years. Now, that incredible offer, it expires 3/27/16. Now, certain restrictions and requirements do apply, but guys, you get the best in home entertainment, you get the best internet out there in America, and the peace of mind knowing that your family is safe if you're not home for $99.99 a month, and you lock in that special rate for just 2 years. So here's what you do. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit my friends online at Xfinity.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
CBS Tuesday Unlimitless. One pill makes Brian Finch brilliant.
Just another shift at the Genius Factory, boys.
And the FBI's most valuable weapon.
I was just looking at the case from a different angle.
Congratulations, you've got yourself a suspect.
Thanks.
Get hooked on the mind-blowing new series.
Did you hack the stock exchange?
I just took a little peek behind the curtain.
What?
Don't pretend like you're not having fun.
Limitless, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now. 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Good news. We will have David Schuster on after the bottom of the hour. He had a 9-minute chat with Gar Forman.
That's great.
And we will be able to roll that for you so we can perhaps get some further answers to some of these questions. It's really been a head-scratcher today about the inability or lack of desire to trade Pau Gasol or anybody but Kirk Heinrich, and then the description of Gasol and their upcoming attempts to re-sign him. He's part of the core. Maybe we'll find out why.
You know, I got some text here, too, from some guys and family that are listening to the show about Peyton Manning. And my buddy Jeff says, you know, Manning's more than just a spokesperson for Papa John's. He's a major stakeholder, so he's not going to lose any of that. And I know he also owns some beer distribution companies in Louisiana, so that's not going to impact
Although,
him.
Although, I guarantee you there's language in that agreement that says he could retain his stake in the companies, but isn't the public face of the companies.
And another text here. One of the things about Manning is that if he hadn't violated not once but twice the non-disclosure agreements, would we be even talking about this? I mean, how does that happen?
That's true, because she sued him twice, and I think there were settlements reached in those two.
Yeah, so how does he do that?
He did it. He did it in interviews where he made mention of
the whole
of
idea of a non-disclosure, though?
Correct.
Did not violate that?
Well, there could be non-disclosure or there could be non-disparagement. There's all kinds of agreements that can be in place as part of settlements.
I'd have to look at it. I don't know it. I didn't even know that even took place. But if it's a non-disclosure and you talk about it, what are the consequences of that?
You can be sued. That's
all it is suing. You can't.
It's not. I don't know. There's not a criminal.
No criminal
penalty.
Criminal. Okay.
No. Or there could be predetermined actions taken.
Like, see, for example, in the settlement.
Right. I know actors who are on a given series. Once they get their script, and once something has been recorded, that if they give away any plot points
and it's proven that they've given away the plot points that they can. There's all sorts of financial penalties up into including termination, etc.
And I think then that speaks to the character and the quality of the person. If you're that ballsy to just go ahead and violate a non-disclosure, not once but twice, it says a lot about you.
Say, come after me again.
Right.
This John says it shows that Bulls management is out of touch with what wins in the NBA when a 36-year-old center in an opt-out year is part of your core. An aging center can be a piece, but should never be a core piece. That's the thought process of a losing franchise and probably a complete lie. They don't want to make it appear like Fred's the problem and make themselves look bad for firing Tibbs. It's an obvious push for the playoffs. They want to save the blame. They want to put it back on injury as opposed to the GM putting together a roster full of players who either can't or won't play defense and can't or won't play the style of the chosen coach.
Well, that's what frustrates me the most, because I would have more respect for an organization, for a general manager, for a team president to, you know, instead of trying to save face and make the playoffs so you have two home games and you make whatever cash you make there, just to say, hey, this is not going in the right direction. We maybe made a mistake in this area or that area, and we're going to do what we can to correct it and get closer to a championship instead of doing what you can to save face. That's embarrassing.
Steven in Lincolnwood, you're on the score.
Hey, Steve.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I can't see what the big mystery is. I think this has been going on for a long time with Paxson and Foreman. There always seem to be leaks. I know the media loves confidential sources, but those sources clearly have always represented Paxson and Foreman. It's always, they've made the right decisions, but they're always disappointed in somebody. They're always betrayed by certain players.
That's not at all what we've been hearing today. If you've been following multiple reports, one that described them specifically as trying to do this to save face. That's fundamentally untrue, even based on the reporting of today and yesterday.
I'm sorry. Then the Chicago media is very late to the party, because clearly Paxson and Foreman, their goal has always been, their primary goal is to please Jerry Reinsdorf and save, as Governor LePetitmaine would say, their phony baloney jobs.
Jerry Reinsdorf wants to win championships. The way you please Jerry Reinsdorf is by winning titles. And I can't tell you what the terms of their employment are, but I can certainly tell you that.
Scoreboard update.
It's 4:30 in the score update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The Bulls made one move as the NBA trade deadline passed, sending Kirk Heinrich to Atlanta for a second round pick and Justin Holiday. Paul Gasol, Tony Snell, Aaron Brooks, and everyone else who had been involved in trade rumors before today stay put. ESPN's Mark Stein said the Kings hoped to make Ben McLemore part of a deal for Paul Gasol, but that deal never materialized. Our David Schuster will join Dan and Matt in just a few minutes to talk about what Gar Foreman told him this afternoon. Meanwhile, the Bulls are 2-0 against the Cavs so far this season. They'll try to make it 3-0 tonight in Cleveland. Bulls and Cavs tip at 7. The Blackhawks made a trip to the White House today to celebrate their most recent Stanley Cup. They gave President Obama a United Center parking pass. Hawks are now off until Sunday when they head to Minnesota to take on the Wild. Meanwhile, the University of Illinois introduced Josh Whitman as their new athletic director today. He joined Mully and Hanley this morning.
It's just learning and sitting down and taking the time to listen, to digest as much information as I can get my hands on, do a lot of reading, understanding the dynamics of our department, both personnel, financially.
And former Bear Jared Allen announced his retirement today in a video from atop a horse after 12 years in the NFL. Allen finished at number 9 on the all-time sacks list. Check out the Chicago Auto Show with The Score. Catch Hub Arkish broadcasting live from the Toyota Sports Corner today from 6 to 10 p.m. Brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
David Schuster joins us now. You can follow him on Twitter at ShoeMouse, and he has been at the Advocate Center and may have some of the answers that we've been seeking, or he's going to play some sound here that makes us want to slam our head to the table even more. Hi, David.
I think it's going to be the latter, to be honest with you. I will tell you this, and I'm going to get right into this because it's almost 9 minutes long, but you know the criticism of Marco Rubio in the politics right now, that he also has, or I should say always has, these scripted talking points. I think as you listen to this interview, you'll see that Gar Foreman is of the same cloth. He basically keeps getting back to the same thing. But anyway, let's just get right into it, and then you guys can comment after the fact. Here we go.
Gar, there was a lot of conversation concerning Pau Gasol going into this thing, and I think you were already quoted as saying that you didn't shop Pau, but other teams inquired about him. Can you expound on that?
Yeah, I mean, we value Pau, and, you know, we see the rumors as we're up in the working the trade deadline all week. We never, ever shop Pau. That is absolutely false. We value Pau. We value what he brings to this team on the floor, off the floor. We were thrilled when he decided to come here a couple years ago. You know, did teams call us and ask about him? Of course they do. A lot of our players were asked about. And, you know, that's our job to listen, and it's our job to kind of have a finger on what's going on around the league, what the landscape is. But we value Pau and absolutely never shopped him.
Okay, if you didn't shop him, but if you have gotten, you know, an offer you couldn't refuse, like a Godfather offer, could you possibly have taken that?
Well, I mean, you never say never, and you know that. And, you know, you know, somebody's going to offer Dr. J for, you know, for a certain player, you've got to listen. But and I think that was the tone of the whole trade deadline. We were very, very active in a lot of talks on a lot of different subjects. But at the end of the day, as we evaluated things, there was nothing we felt that was strong enough, both short-term and long-term, to pull the trigger on today. And, you know, we've talked about, you know, I know our fans are disappointed. We're disappointed on where we are today, and that we haven't achieved the level that we thought we would achieve. And we hold ourselves accountable, from our players to our coaches to our front office. With that said, we're not going to panic. And we've dealt with a lot of injuries, and I'm not using that as an excuse, but that's a fact. And, you know, we haven't had our entire roster together even for a single day of practice this year, and have had more injuries to, you know, our rotation top five or eight players than any team in the league. With that said, you know, again, we're disappointed. We know the fans are disappointed. We hold ourselves accountable, and we've got to continue to get better. But there was no panic today. Our job as a front office is to take a big picture view. We'll continue to evaluate this team, and then in the offseason, obviously, we'll do a thorough evaluation and make changes as we see needed.
Gary, you just said a couple of minutes ago you value Pau. You were also quoted earlier today as saying that he's part of the core. Is it possible for, I guess it is, according to you, that a 36-year-old can be part of the core?
Absolutely. And Pau, you know, is such a skilled player, and his game is based on skill and IQ and length. And usually players with those type of talents and tools age well, and that's been the case with Pau, who's been an all-star the last 2 years.
You haven't had any discussions with him or his agent. I mean, he hasn't even opted out yet, but do you have, even a semblance what it might be, you know, ultimately down the road to re-sign him if that's what he ultimately decides to do?
No, I mean, that's you know, for the summertime. But, you know, again, we value him, and I think Pau knows that. And, you know, those will be conversations for the summer.
You also were quoted earlier in some of your conversations that you value Joe as well, mm-hmm. and you hope to bring him back as well. He will be an unrestricted free agent. Is that another topic for the offseason, or have you broached that even within with yourself and John?
Well, we're you know, we talk all the time, you know, about where we're at today, and again, like taking a big picture view of things we need to accomplish and things we need to look at this summer. You know, Joe Keefe's been a huge part of what we've done here and the level of success we've had over the last decade. So, like Pau, we very much value, you know, Joe and what he brings. And obviously, we miss him very much when he went down with the injury for the year. Again, we're optimistic going into the summer that Joakim will want to remain a Bull, and we'll have those conversations when July hits.
You mentioned injuries, and obviously that's one of the main reasons why the team is where it's at right now. What else? What else is going on?
Well, I think, you know, obviously, you know, going into the season, the injuries right away have been a factor. But, you know, a new system of play with a veteran team combined with the injuries, you know, a new coaching staff. You know, there's a lot of things that go into it. And again, you know, we'll hold ourselves accountable to those things because we're disappointed in where we're at today. The hope is still, you know, outside of Joe, who's lost for the year, that we can get the rest of our roster on the floor, get in a rhythm, and hopefully make the playoffs and be a competitive team.
One of the things that I'm sure is disappointing to you, I know it is to Fred, is the defensive identity. Is it strictly injuries there as well, or and does it concern you that the defensive identity has changed here over the last year plus even?
Well, I mean, we've always held a firm belief that, you know, defense and rebounding are very important to putting together a successful team. And, you know, again, I think it's a lot of factors. And you mentioned the injuries, and missing Joe obviously is a factor in that. We were very good defensively earlier in the year. We've slipped some there. We're aware of it. The coaches are aware of it. The players are aware of it. And I think we all know going down these last 30 games that we're going to have to be better defensively.
Can you talk about Fred? Obviously, as a rookie coach, no rookie coach is ever perfect, but
right.
Can you assess his job performance so far?
Yeah, I think Fred's done well under the circumstances. And again, walking into a difficult situation because of a veteran roster and now being ravaged by the injuries, it's been difficult. But Fred, obviously, he's very bright. He's got a high basketball IQ. He knows the game inside and out. He's got a great way with people, and he's an extremely hard worker. So we think, you know, the future is really, really bright with Fred. With that said, you know, we knew because of some of those reasons that there would be bumps in the road. And I think, you know, Fred would be the first to tell you he needs to continue to grow as we all need to continue to grow. But up to this point, under the circumstances, I think he's done well.
Started talking to some of the players over the last week. They're still of the mindset if they're healthy across the board. And you mentioned only Joe was the only one who's out for the season. They still have that belief that they can do something here special. Do you and John and everybody else in the organization share that?
Well, we do, and that's our hope. You know, but you know, it's one thing to talk about; it's another thing to do it. And we've got to get them back on the floor, and then see if they can come together, and again get some type of rhythm in March into April, and hopefully make the playoffs and compete. But the first step is obviously getting Jimmy back, getting Nico back, getting some of those pieces back, and Mike, who's only been back now for two games, and giving them a chance, you know, to get reacquainted with each other and make a push here down the stretch.
You mentioned disappointment sort of across the board here, and everybody's accountable. Some of the fans, I guess, are, you know, continue to be disappointed with what's going on. What do you say to them on the heels of today that nothing really major happened? What do you say to the fan base today?
Well, that you know, I know they're disappointed. We are also, and we hold ourselves accountable. And, you know, we're going to continue to try to get better each and every day. We still think we have a very bright future, and that we've got some core pieces that we think are going to be very good for a long time. And now with the new CBA coming in and some of the flexibility we have, we think it'll give us an opportunity to retool this roster and hopefully continue to have success.
And speaking of the roster, I'll make this the last question. I know anything is possible come this, the offseason, and who's got a crystal ball? Nobody does. Is anything possible come the offseason, whether it becomes money, whether it becomes trades, depending on what happens here over the final 2.5-3 months of the season?
Yeah, I mean, again, that's, you know, our job. Obviously, we evaluate each and every day what's going on, but at the same time, we're going to take, like I said, the big picture view of what's going on. That's for the summer, but we will have some avenues, different areas of concern that we can look at, and it's going to be our job to take a hard, deep look at where we're at and some ways that we can get better.
One last one again. Was there anything else close today? I mean, were you, you know, you've been on the phone, I'm sure, ad nauseum for the last 3 or 4 days.
We were really active, and you know, we thought we had some concepts that were fairly close. At the same time, at the end of the day, we weren't in a panic mode by any means. And if we didn't feel it was a fit for us, both short and long term, you know, we were committed to staying where we are, and then we'll reevaluate in the off season.
All right, there you go, guys. It's basically stay the course, and either there's a lot of naivety in that, or maybe there's just a lot of untruths.
David, here's the first thing I can say. If it is true, and I do not believe him, when he says they never shopped Powell, absolutely never shopped him, I don't believe that. And if that is true, though, then he should be immediately fired for not investigating what he can get by shopping a guy who's going to be gone possibly at the end of the season.
And could be gone. I mean, very possibly could be gone. I mean, why, I hate to say this, but why would he want to come back here if he doesn't see some changes in the roster himself? So,
right, but I mean, what does that say about you and your responsibility and the stewardship of what you have in this organization to not shop your most valuable assets?
Yeah, that's job
terrible.
To do it. And
right.
The questions that I have, David,
that's insane.
When he says we hold ourselves accountable, my answer would be how right. and to what?
Great
to
question.
To what standard do you hold yourself accountable, and how is that determined? And if you find that you are lacking in that regard, what happens? And then when he says they're talking maximizing this year and making the playoffs, how does that get the Bulls closer to winning an NBA championship?
It doesn't. It
right.
just absolutely doesn't.
Right.
That's
the problem I had. That's his only job. His job isn't just to make the playoffs, unless he's been told that's his job. What? How is he accountable, and what is his job?
You know, I've always said this, and I think you've heard me say this a lot of times. I always go into a lot of these interviews afterwards believing half of what I was just told, and maybe sometimes not even half of what I was just told. And I hate to say this, I just don't know if I believe even half of what I was just told here. I mean, they had to have shot Pau Gasol. He was their number one chance of getting something today, and if they didn't, if they didn't get what they wanted, that's altogether a different story, and that's probably what happened today. But not to have shopped him, I just don't believe that. Sorry.
Right. They want Noah back? What?
Yeah, he says he likes what he brings.
And he says that he's optimistic going into the summer that Joakim will want to remain a Bull.
And the things that he brings, though, to a basketball team are all based on physicality. And the guy's losing his feet.
He's got one leg.
Right. Well, you know, and he sort of went in two directions, because he basically, on one hand, said, you know, we almost want to bring the entire roster back because we like our roster. And then, you know, on another hand, he said, you know, we're going to have options in the offseason to make roster alterations. So which one is it? I think it's going to be the latter, to be honest with you. Everybody has always thought that.
David, that's a great catch. And he said that they were very active in a lot of talks. And if you're not shopping Pau Gasol, then you're not shopping anyone in your roster. And all those talks that you were very active in were phone calls you were receiving. I mean, if you're not shopping Pau Gasol, then who are you shopping on this roster then if you're not shopping that guy?
But why aren't you shopping
right,
him?
Right, that's the biggest indictment right there. And you know what all I heard, David, and when I heard this one section of it, That was the main point to me, was the injury excuse. When he said we haven't even had our full roster together
for one practice,
one day of practice, they still believe that they can win a championship this year with this roster, and I think they're delusional to think that. But they fall back on the fact that, hey, they probably talk to each other or as a group and say, we haven't even had one full practice yet. We don't even know what we can do as a team.
Well,
let's wait and find out.
Well, Matt,
I'm running out of damn time, and I can tell you what you have as a roster.
I got to get
a championship team.
I got to get back to what I said before. I don't believe half of what I've heard. And you know, if they honestly believe after seeing what they've said, listen, while they were still healthy, even before Joe went down, this team was not playing the way they had anticipated it would play. There's a couple of games that I can point to where I just, after the game, I said this team's not going anywhere. And this is before they had, you know, the influx of injuries that they've recently had. So I don't believe that either, Matt. I just don't.
You know, and here's what's going to happen, David. They're going to go and they're going to beat Cleveland tonight. They're going to beat Toronto tomorrow.
I don't think so.
You know, they're going to win these games and be like, see, I told you everybody shouldn't make any moves. It'd be very Bulls to do that.
Wow. David, I would thank you, but you made me miserable.
Well, I'll thank you, David. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, well, thank you for the 9 minutes of exclusive sound there. But, boy, I wish I liked what I heard a whole lot better.
Sorry.
That's right, buddy. Good stuff, David. Thank you.
That's David Schuster of The Score with the exclusive Gar Forman stuff that
you just
heard.
Yeah, follow him on Twitter, @ShoeMouse.
Who You Crappin' comes up at the top of the hour. Boy, there's a lot out there for you today.
That is unbelievable.
I hope you're jumping on this. The phone should be blowing up at 5 o'clock. If they're not, then we got a problem. We're not doing our jobs. You got The Score.
Matt Spiegel here.
And Jason Goff here. Right now, you're listening to the longest running sports talk show in the universe, Boars and Bernstein.
But every weekday from 9 a.m. to 1, it's Spiegel and Goff with unfiltered frivolity.
Spiegel and Goff, 9 a.m. to 1.
Talking to Chicago's biggest names in sports and YouTube.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Sets. If you buy now, you save up to $300 on their most popular Tempur-Pedic mattress set, and the prices go up on February 29th, so get in there before that date. Now through Sunday, you pay no money down and no interest for 5 full years. Plus, get a free 2-pack of memory foam pillows when you buy Beautyrest Black Hybrid or Tempur-Pedic mattresses. What more could you ask for? So here's what you do. Go to mattressfirm.com to find the store nearest you, and I guarantee there's one around you. You can call 800-431-5921 to find out more about those credit costs and terms I've talked about. And, you know, Mattress Firm knows their mattresses. They're not just out there and the salespeople don't know what they're talking about. They know what they're talking about. And they will get you to the right mattress for your sleep style and also one that will fit in your budget. I promise you that. So don't miss the final days of Mattress Firm's President's Day sale going on right now. And now through Sunday, no money down and no interest for 5 full years. It's Mattress Firm. Save money and sleep happy.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
CBS Friday.
Welcome to the Amazing Race.
11 dynamic teams of internet stars race around the world and go offline. No cell phones.
What the heck?
No email.
That's so surreal.
No way.
It really threw us for a loop different. On this one.
They'll face reality like never before.
This is fun. This is real life.
New Amazing Race CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This has been a depressing day if you're a Bulls fan. It really has. Not just what happened or didn't happen, but the way everything is being talked about as if everything's fine. I think we need to take up a collection to get Gar Forman a television and a roster so he knows the ages of some of his players.
Yeah, it's just, it's disappointing to me that they can fall back on the injury excuse. And I get it. You know, injuries happen and it's taken away games from this season. And, you know, you certainly have a guy you've counted on in Nikola Mirotic now who, you know, this crazy appendectomy surgery and then the issues afterwards, and he's lost 18 pounds and you don't know what his timetable is for return. You lose Jimmy Butler, you lose Joe Noah for the season, which, you know, maybe that would be a good thing for you because the guy can, you know, barely has a body left. But they're using the injury excuse, and when he said, to me, it was the most telling thing, that we haven't had them together, the whole roster, for one day of practice. If you can't evaluate your own talent, which I think is the most key and significant thing that any general manager, any front office can do in any sport, is self-evaluation. If you can't properly do that off this season, you have a real problem.
Rudy says, that was the dumbest 9 minutes of sound I think I've ever heard. Screw it. Go ahead and re-sign Gasol. Then go ahead and re-sign Noah on his one leg to continue to fight Chicago crime and suck at basketball. Hell, is there a way to get Luol Deng back to play 50 minutes a night and finally put him in the grave? You essentially hired Del Negro 2.0, so just get the band back together. Just give me Luol Deng's Spinal Tap this time around and put me out of my misery of watching this. Everything is terrible.
That's great.
That's what they're doing. It's they're seeing something that I'm not seeing that is leading to something that I don't think it's leading to. Or they're just kind of lying about everything and expecting us to swallow it, and then they've got different plans over the summer that they're going to spring on us.
Yeah, you know, I just, it said a lot, too, that they're more concerned, that they're able to compartmentalize and look at season by season because they're not evaluating this season along with the future. They're going to see what happens, and you heard him. Make the playoffs and hopefully make a run. Well, all right, if that's what you're counting on as the general manager?
This team.
Right.
How is this team making a run?
Your hope? You're settling, you're wishing on hope?
And who is it? Who's the new AD at Illinois?
Josh Whitman.
Is his wife, Hope. I mean, that's what Gar Forman counts on.
Has someone lied to you? Has someone misled you? Has
hopefully
someone
we make a run.
Told you a half-truth, a complete falsehood, or engaged in an act of verbal hypocrisy?
Hey, buddy.
If so, right now is your chance to expose that person. You better be out there to get some people today.
Hey, buddy.
312-644-6767. It's Thursday. It's almost 5 o'clock. That means it is now time for...
Who You Crapping?
On the Boars and Bernstein Show on The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call pain management specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll drink to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS, hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints, Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans, one of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays. Or stream it live or on demand.
Only price and participation may vary.
Let's talk money for a second, because the truth is sometimes honest, hardworking people need a little extra money, and banks don't always make it fast or easy to get. But somebody does. It's Avant, the company who gets it. Avant provides access to unsecured personal loans from $1,000 to $35,000 without ever having to step foot in a branch. You just go to avantoffer.com, you check your competitive rate, and checking your rate is risk-free, so you don't have to be concerned about that. There's no effect on your FICO score to check your rate. You complete your application in minutes, and then the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. See for yourself. See how easy and convenient borrowing is through avantoffer.com. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. And for this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to avantoffer.com and enter promo code SCORE. That's A-V-A-N-T-offer.com, promo code SCORE. Avantoffer.com, promo code SCORE. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon's not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.